In 1998, Trista Mattis Castillo was training to become an officer in the U.S. Navy when she was sexually assaulted by someone she had served with. Trista told no one about the attack. 5 years later, she met her husband, Army First Sergeant Hector Mattis Castillo, and they both sat down for StoryCorps to talk about what Trista lived through.
I used to say when I put my uniform on, I was in my superwoman suit. Nothing could happen. Nothing could hurt me. And yet it did. Someone who I had worked with, I had served with, someone that I had called my brother, ultimately became my perpetrator.
How did you deal with it after it happened?
I kind of fell apart. I just remember feeling the complete shock, the betrayal, even though I thought I was hiding it from everyone. After just receiving the news that I was pregnant with Hunter, I was thinking, I'm just going to go home and kill myself anyway. It doesn't matter. Once I decided I'm just going to keep doing what I've done and survive this, I never told anyone because I thought, they're not going to believe me. Nobody ever asked me, and I assumed that was my license to keep it all a secret.
Were you worried about telling me about your assault?
You can imagine how afraid I was, how you're going to react. Would you suddenly see me as weak, or would you suddenly not trust me somehow? By the time I told you, it had been 6 years, and I hadn't told anyone.
After finding out that you were assaulted and that Hunter is the product of the assault, I remember questions and a lot of emotions and a lot of anger and needing to somehow rectify things.
That traumatic event happened to me. It also didn't define who I am today. And though as much as I tried not to, there are times it clouds and enters into our relationship. Do you wish that I hadn't told you?
No. Knowing the choices that you had to make, to me, validates your strength. You are still a miracle.
The support that you've given me through the years is unbelievable. I know that if I were to fall, you'd also catch me. It's meant everything. And I know that we're in this together.
That was Trista Mattis Castillo with her husband, Hector Mattis Castillo, at StoryCorps in St. Paul, Minnesota. Their conversation will be archived at the Library of Congress, and you can hear more from the Military Voices Initiative on the StoryCorps podcast, which you can get on iTunes or at npr.org.